Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, the founder and president of the Whittemore Peterson Institute, Annette Whittemore, will be here. Plus on the Power Pundit panel today, John Helzer, Mindy Elliott, and Alfredo Alonso. Coming up next on all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review-Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the crossroads of Western States distribution. From here at the USA Parkway Interchange, drivers can reach most locations in the Western region in 1 day or less. TRI also provides rail service on Union Pacific Rail Main Line and from the Burlington Northern Santa Fe Rail Companies. And with only a 15-minute drive to the Reno Tahoe International Airport, this makes TRI the crossroads of Western States distribution. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's headquarters for food, fun, friends, hot slots, and video poker. Join the best slot club in town, the Conductor's Club at the Tamarack Junction, where you can earn free play and comp dollars on over 450 of the latest state-of-the-art slots and video poker machines. Play your favorite games and win cash, comps, free play, and other great prizes. The Tamarack Junction, where locals meet in South Reno, just north of the summit on South Virginia.
It's Tamarack Junction, your junction for fun. Yeah.
The Nevada Beer Wholesalers encourages the responsible consumption of beer. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association are sponsors and participants in many community-based efforts such as school education programs, safe ride home, recycling programs, alcohol-free after-prom and graduation parties, safe boating campaigns, and designated driver programs. They are family-owned businesses employing 2,000 Nevadans. They also collect and pay the state excise tax. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association, delivering more than just beer.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad on No Holds Barred Political Forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are always pleased to welcome to the program Annette Whittemore, the founder and president of the Whittemore Peterson Institute. The institute exists to bring discovery, knowledge, and effective treatments to patients with illnesses that are caused by acquired dysregulation of both the immune system and the nervous system, often resulting in lifelong disease and disability. Goals include research of neuroimmune diseases such as ME, CFS, fibromyalgia, atypical MS, and autism. There has been a lot of things swirling around, and one of the reasons I wanted to have you on this program today is to clear up from what a rumor and innuendo to what are actual facts concerning the Institute mm-hmm. and concerning the publication in Science Magazine of the study of a couple of years ago. Bring us up to date on exactly what's going on.
Well, first of all, Sam, thank you so much for letting me come in and talk to you today, because I know so many of the people out there that are suffering want to be reassured. And I think that that's the most important thing today that we talk about from a very calm perspective of the work that is still going on at the Institute. And you're right, there's been a lot of questions that still remain unanswered about whether or not there is a retrovirus that's associated with individuals who have this disease and many other diseases. And I can just tell you that the work is still promising, that we are still headed down that direction very, very methodically, and in an attempt to actually prove ourselves wrong. And so far we've been unable to do that when it comes to human tissue, but there's several experiments that are left to be done, and so I can just say that we are still thinking along those lines, still looking very much at all the pathogen possibilities, looking at the immune system deficits, and also characterizing the inflammation. So we're very, very much involved. There's a study that will be starting November 1st, in which we will literally be testing one lab against the other, looking at different methods and determining which methods are actually the most accurate when looking for pathogens such as a retrovirus.
Now, when the article first came out in Science Magazine, mm-hmm. The first study, since then, it wasn't completely retracted. There was one person out of many that retracted a portion of their work. Could you explain
that? That's right. Dr. Silberman found in his laboratory that there was contamination of the samples that he had worked on, and therefore he removed his part, and I think he had a one figure in this entire paper. However, there still is a lot of confusion about what we think we're seeing in the actual patients and what some of the doctors have described as XMRV that was actually created in a laboratory. And so at the end of the day, is there just one XMRV or are there several? And are we looking at a virus that's completely different in our subset of patients versus the ones that were looked at in the tissues in prostate cancer? And so far we're saying not.
And that was where it was originally
different.
Found.
Right, right. It was originally found in Silberman. Dr. Silberman's laboratory actually originally found it in prostate cancer, and the connection to Dr. Lombardi, eventually they ended up looking at this together along with Dr. Mikovits, and so it's still an incredible puzzle, but we're really excited about the fact that what has happened as a result of this has been so much more attention, so much more funding, and a very, very serious validation of this illness that just hadn't occurred before the WPI came along. So,
well, one of the things that I always like to refer to, so the people who are not as familiar with this as we might be, that this is kind of like when they came up with not a cure, but a way to control AIDS through the retrovirus. It wasn't a one simple thing. It developed over many, many years.
That's right.
And now AIDS is not a death sentence.
Absolutely. And it does take time. A process like this takes so much time to go from discovery to actual medicine within the doctor's offices. But, you know, that is what the WPI is all about. We're very much patient-centered. We're here to provide ultimate treatments that are going to be effective for patients, and we're here to find the truth. So whatever it is, you know, I think we really are trying to keep our egos out of it and be able to say that the most important thing, and to keep remembering that, is the patient and getting effective treatments. So we need to understand exactly what's causing the problems, and then we can figure out how to solve those problems.
And one of the problems is that in the field of medical research, there are tremendous egos.
Yes, yes. And it's been very, very difficult as a result. Sometimes the politics in the science, and I think we talked about this before, can be extremely difficult. But in this case, I really do believe, and I think the majority of people out there are very, very sincere when they say that they're concerned now about these patients. They're concerned about getting these answers right. And we're looking forward to working with them.
All right, let's take a break. More with Annette Whittemore when we come back.
Thank you.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Play for Monster Cash in October at Carson Valley Inn and Bodine's Casino. Win free cash, free play, flat screen TVs, and Kirkwood season passes. The Carson Valley Inn and Bodine's Casino, your places to play and win.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to MarilynMiner.com.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, Press on.
Play for Monster Cash in October at Carson Valley Inn and Bodine's Casino. Win free cash, free play, flat screen TVs, and Kirkwood season passes. The Carson Valley Inn and Bodine's Casino. Your places to play and win.
And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Annette Whittemore. She is the founder and president of the Whittemore Peterson Institute. Your research director left, who had been on this program many times. What does this mean for WPI, and who is the current research team?
Well, right now we are moving forward with the same research team that we've had all along, but I think a lot of people didn't realize the depth of that team and the number of people that are working there. So we're still doing the exact same thing that we have been doing in a very organized and collaborative fashion, and we'll miss Dr. Mikovits, but Dr. Lombardi is stepping in and taking control, organizing and reprioritizing our studies. So
now you've been doing a lot of testing over the last couple of years for XMRV. So mm-hmm. I mean, this is a real thing. It's not that you're testing people and it's not showing up.
Well, this is absolutely, and Harvey and I were always very, very interested in continuing to ask that question every other month, pretty much. Is it real? Is it infectious? Has anybody changed their mind at the NCI, for instance? And I've recently was up in Ottawa on a conference and asked two researchers up there, not ones that work with us directly, and they both said it's real and it's infectious. The question is, where is it in this population? Is it in this population of individuals? And more importantly, how do we develop the most accurate test that we can so that we can look at this look at this particular virus? But I think, again, that we don't want to limit ourselves to one particular virus strain or one particular virus. We want to continue to keep looking at the question, is there an active retroviral infection in the patients that is coming from outside, rather than is there an actual endogenous or internal retrovirus that is becoming active? And this is it's exciting. It's very, very, very complicated, and I don't want to pretend at all to be a scientist. I'm so fortunate to be able to listen to all of this and to be able to talk to you about it, but
you've become a sponge for this information. I mean, you have absorbed it and passed it on, but it's interesting as time has developed now that you're seeing it that it may take more than one form.
Absolutely. I'd like to tell some of the patients this, that we see the head. My understanding is we see the head, we see the tail, basically, if we were to see an animal as a virus. But we don't see the entire body. We're not sure what's going on. So the next step really is to get this material and get it deep sequenced so that we can fully characterize what it is that we're seeing.
One of the things, in this economy, obviously everybody's taken a huge financial hit. But NV Energy, the power company in Nevada, really stepped up to the plate with a huge donation.
They absolutely did. They were phenomenal. Recently, they donated $100,000 to the cause. We've had Vivint and Chase Community Giving, which are online community voting and grant programs. And I think we've raised about $185,000 through that. And then just recently, we had our fundraiser at the Atlantis. The Farahis, who hosted that event, were just phenomenal, and they even donated back the proceeds from the event. So
That
was here in Reno and in September, and I've got to say it was one of the best events we've ever had. There was so much love in that room, and even all the way down to the individual who came out from Nashville, Susie Orbeck, and gave her time, donated her time to provide music for all of us. So it was an outstanding evening.
Now, you started out as an ordinary mom. I shouldn't say ordinary mom, but a mom.
I was an ordinary mom of five children.
You were a spectacular mom. But your daughter, Andrea, contracted this, and when you were last on the program, you were saying that the treatments that are coming from the clinic were helping her. Is she still progressing in a good direction?
She is, and we're just really very, very thankful that that's occurred. And We're trying very, very hard to take a look at that. Andrea, thank goodness, is willing to be, a donor, and so that we can frequently check to see what are the differences between the times that she's ill and the times that she's well, so that we can, determine what is it exactly that's going on, what are the treatments that are being most helpful, and why. I mean, we really don't have all those answers yet. Those are things that we're studying, and like I said, I'm just happy that she's close by and she's willing to donate, her blood to that particular research.
How are you being helped at this point by the National Institute of Health? Are they being helpful at this point?
Well, I think they are, because they've got a lot of researchers internally that are taking a look at this. And beneath all of the controversies that are going on in this particular virus, there's some really good work. There's some solid work that's coming out. And not long ago, there was a paper that said, XMRV can infect neuronal cells, for instance. Neuronal cells or neurons in the brain.
Okay.
That was a key paper. I think there was a paper that also explained how easily it was transmitted, which would be, it's very, very unusual that a retrovirus could be transmitted potentially airborne. So there are some very interesting facts and some good research is going on inside the NIH on this particular virus right now.
All right, so I always like to ask you to tell the folks out there who are watching literally all over the world, what your advice is to them about where everything sits at this point in time.
Well, I think my best advice is to be able to remain calm and to be reassured that the changes don't mean that anyone's going away or that any way our commitment has been lessened or that the commitment of others has been lessened. In fact, it's just the opposite. So there are more federal dollars today going into research in this particular disease. There are more individuals committed. An individual by the name of Glenn Hutchins just committed $10 million to what he calls the Fatigue Initiative, and he's brought new researchers into the field. Dr. Peterson has started a foundation, brought additional researchers in the field. So we've got some outstanding retrovirologists and virologists and immunologists that were never in this field before that committed to helping us discover the answers. So that is really the message.
What's your level of optimism over the next couple of years?
Oh, my goodness. I've got to say that we are making progress at a rate that is phenomenal. And on the one hand, on the other hand, we have to be patient. This is not an overnight process. I don't expect it to take 20 years, I'm too impatient for that, and I don't think that's appropriate, but it's not going to happen tomorrow. So people need to kind of sit back, take a deep breath, be reassured, and be hopeful. But, let's watch. Let's see what happens. Let's be right about this. Let's be good about this.
And that's the most important thing, be right about it.
That's right.
Always a pleasure. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank
we appreciate
you.
It.
Thank
we'll
you
right
for
back.
Having me.
Always. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
As an employer, did you know you can be held liable for negligent hiring? A background screening by Employer Links can uncover criminal records, like alcohol and drug convictions. It can verify the applicant's education, driving records, and professional licenses. Employer Links can check civil records, registered sex offender records, and social security fraud. Hiring the right person shouldn't be a gamble. Call Employer Links. Employer Links, protecting your investment.
It's October's sale of the season, going on now at Internet Auto Rent and Sales. Prices are falling on all cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, with over 500 to choose from. Buy vehicles with zero money down, plus get $3,000 cash assistance, or $3,000 push, pull, or drag to help you get into the car you really want. You can also get $1,000 holiday cash when you purchase a vehicle during this event. Don't miss October's sale of the season, going on now only at Internet Auto Rent and Sales.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. When we feel warm inside, flying team flags with pride, screaming football is here.
The NFL season. It's like Christmas for football fans. Let it all in with Charter. Sign up for Charter TV and HD starting at $29.99 a month for 12 months. Call 1-888-GET-CHARTER and ask how you can get NFL Network and NFL Red Zone today.
Not too long ago, this was considered state-of-the-art rug cleaning. Today, this is the state-of-the-art, and the only one to offer it in Northern Nevada is the Carpet Tender. Thanks to an incredibly powerful vacuum and dusting system, the amount of dirt removed by this system before actual washing begins is amazing. Nothing comes close to the Carpet Tender rug washing plant. For unbeatable washing of all your area rugs, including Orientals, Navajos, and other heirloom rugs, call the Carpet Tender. Remember, it's the Carpet Tender, or something less.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great PowerPoint panel. As always, Alfredo Alonso is here with the law firm of Lewis & Rocha. John Helzer is here, the Assistant District Attorney for Washoe County. And Mindy Elliott with Nevada Business Strategies. Pleasure to have you all here. Alfredo, you get the first question here. Representative Mary Bono Mack of California is saying, go slow on legalizing web poker, according to the Review Journal. Do you think that's a good idea? Can we not just get this done? The country needs the money.
Well, I think they have been going slow. I think clearly, you know, whether you look at prohibition or any of the countless sins out there that you try to keep aside or keep away from the public, ultimately it never works. And I think regulating this this space, taxing it properly, and making sure that the only people making money aren't the illegals across the ocean.
Well, you know, maybe we should make it mandatory that everybody in Congress and in the executive branch have to watch Boardwalk Empire to see just how it worked for prohibition back in 1920.
They really should. I mean, I think this is it's frankly very silly that we're doing this, because it's not going away, and it's going to continue, and it's going to continue no matter what, simply in different countries.
John, your thoughts on this? I mean, you know, right in your department, you need money.
Well, everybody needs money, but, you know, I was agreeing with some of the comments that were just made, because, and the only thing I would add to them is to say it certainly, I think, speaks well that it's being discussed and people are staying on top of it, and they're making decisions on if this is going to be implemented, how are we going to do it? Because I'm not opposed to going slowly when, in fact, you have so much at stake. I mean, this also impacts a major industry for our state. It certainly is something that if it is implemented, the people who win want to be paid. The taxing has to take place, or the charges, the revenues have to be earned. But you're certainly not at the cost of doing it in a manner that has to be revisited. I think you want to do it correctly and then move on.
Now, Nevada has led the regulatory world for so many years. You know, it just bodes well for us to do this. I just don't understand. At a time, you know, you look at Congress and just throw up your arms and go, what are they thinking?
Well, we're ready. I mean, we've already put everything in place, and we do lead the country, we lead the world in regulation, knowing how to do it right. We're ready to go. We've been ready to go. And it's unfortunate, because frankly, it's lost revenue for Nevada and Nevadans.
All right. Mitt Romney gets the endorsement from Mark Hammaday. Any great surprise there?
Not from me. If you're looking at me, Sam, so
I believe I am.
I would certainly expect that. From some other comments that I had heard, and it's going to be an interesting long run. This is the beginning. You've seen what Governor Sandoval has jumped out, his position.
Supporting Perry.
Exactly. And so I think you're going to be seeing other people coming out saying, oh, it's time to make a choice.
So no endorsement for Michelle Bachmann?
No. No.
All right, let me ask you a serious question. As you look at the president's policies on mortgages, mm-hmm. What do you think about that? And the limited amount, even though a million people is a lot of people, in a country of over 300 million, that's not really a lot.
Well, it's a start. You don't want to criticize, because you're right, it's a million people. But until they deal with the portfolio loans, and that's what's dragging down the economy, or the loans that are being held by the banks in the portfolios, until they have an opportunity to refinance them or modify those loans, we're not going to get this fixed. There are too many homeowners that are impacted. I mean, look at the number of homeowners in Washoe County that are underwater, and you can't go in and modify the loan because the bank owns the paper. It's not Freddie, it's not Fannie, it's not all these alphabet soup entities that the government, it's not a GSE, and frankly, until they figure that out, this, we're going to continue to have this problem. I mean, it is a step in the right direction, and you don't want to criticize. It's a something.
Martin Feldstein, a former presidential economic advisor, said that basically he would like to see all the mortgages that are underwater at I believe it was 125% of mm-hmm. their value. So no matter mm-hmm. what the value is, you drop it down to that, and then you would be able to free up a whole bunch of money from people who are just putting it into mortgages right now or walking away, that you would have a lot more money in the economy. The cost would be split between the Freddie and Fannie basically the government, but that, because it's Freddie and Fannie, it would not be such a great impact, and the other half by the banks. It's less than $500 billion, and I think that will make a tremendous difference.
I agree. I think between that potential issue and obviously the one Mendy just indicated exists, again, the president is obviously trying to make a dent in this, but that is all he's getting, is a dent. The problem's much bigger. The inventory out there is not going to get bought up, so to speak, until those prices start stabilizing. You can't do that when the bank is holding those notes underwater, and obviously the average person is clearly 20% and more underwater. So I think that's absolutely right. I think that's the best way to do it. I think it's the cheapest way to do it. I don't understand why it's not being done.
It's a bold move in an election year. The NPRI put out a piece yesterday about a lawsuit saying that the loan modification program is unconstitutional. This is another shot at that. What do you think about that? And I'm sorry, you've only got about 30 seconds to answer.
Well, I really don't. I wouldn't just jump in and on a constitutional conversation because I really don't know. But I will tell you that I have.
Well, that's a first for a pundit on this program.
Well, I can tell you,
I'm kidding.
I was listening to all of this, and I just couldn't help but think of people that I know personally that have been mm-hmm. involved in short sales, trying to buy properties, finding this horrible quagmire that exists. And I think that when you talk about what's being done now, I think that the groundwork for these problems really started a couple of years ago with the way we decided to address the issues then. And unfortunately, we're not just in a fix-it. We're in a kind of undoing something that shouldn't have been done, and now we're in it, trying to move forward.
All right, and that's where we're going to leave it. Thank you all very much. I appreciate it. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
The Jeep Liberty, a ruggedly advanced 4x4 fun machine. Lease yours from Lithia Chrysler Jeep of Reno for only $299 a month. Enjoy the rugged and fun of Jeep with an updated contemporary interior. Best Jeep selection and prices. LithiaJeepReno.com.
Prices are coming down store wide. It's Ashley Furniture Home Store's lowest prices of the year. This sofa or bed, only $288. This DuraBlend leather sofa, just $388. $200 off any Tempur-Pedic. Get to Ashley Furniture Home Store.
At the Sleep Number store, we hear it all the time. Well, we could sleep in the same bed, but it just doesn't work.
Yeah, 9 out of 10 couples disagree on the firmness they want in a mattress.
I sleep on the couch.
With our bed, the Sleep Number setting represents the firmness that you like on your half of the mattress.
There's no debate because you can have it your way and I'll have it mine.
So we save a lot of marriages.
At the Sleep Better Together sale, save $400 to $800 on our newest, most innovative bed sets. Only at the Sleep Number store, where queen mattresses start at just $6.99.
Get your paddle back. Get your swing back. Get your throw back. Get your life back.
I'm Dr. Brian Hansen. At ProSpinal, we specialize in a revolutionary, highly successful treatment known as non-surgical spinal decompression. If you or someone you know is suffering with chronic or severe back pain and would really like to get their life back, call me today at ProSpinal, 336-3472.
Grand Cherokee, a unique blend of legendary Jeep capability, refinement, and innovative technology. Lease yours from Lithia Chrysler Jeep of Reno for only $320 a month. Go anywhere, do anything, no limits. The new 2011 Jeep Grand Cherokee has redefined capability. Best Jeep selection and prices. LithiaJeepReno.com.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. On the next broadcast, Michael Bakios will be here. He's the resident agent in charge of the DEA in Northern Nevada. We'll see you on the next broadcast.